quite a few different areas that we wanted to bring out. One of the most misunderstood thing that happened in those days 200 years ago was the empty expanse. So our land, they said it was empty. We were here with all of our other relatives, our other tribe, other tribes, you know, and the people that came, the Europeans, said this place was empty. So, you know, that's why we wanted to recognize the leaders that had the thoughts to travel to meet with these people. That would be, I think it was about close to 300 miles from our actual mountain range areas here, to let them know that we're here, that this land belongs to us, that we're part of this land. And we kind of did the symbolic way of walking, of starting a journey. And we went to a site that was sacred to us, sacred to our people. The land as it is, as we seen it at, in those days, was the one that was providing for us. And, you know, we always say that we're in the right place in this whole country to be defending our culture and our people, our young and our old, you know. So that was kind of like some of the different ideas that we wanted to bring out, and we also wanted to be visible. We're still the Crow tribe, the Crow people, as a community. We were still here, and we have our flag of sovereignty, and we put it on. We did this event outdoor on a sacred site instead of in a nice auditorium and stuff. So the site meant a lot where we were, and we chose a spot above there. I think we were about a couple thousand feet above the city level river valley there. And we sang our songs, and we did ceremonies up on top there. Senior youth and, you know, there are different categories of people that helped put that on that day. And it was from all the areas of the reservation people came. So when one of my relatives put that flag over that rock, people were scared to walk up to the edge, but he's a heck of a guy. He went to the edge, he tied himself to the rocks with a rope, rigged it up, and we sang the Crow flag song above him, and he just stood right on the edge of that big drop and hung our flag for us. And I thought, you know, that was the best day right there with that. He's a good person. There were two ladies that were veterans, three Crow warriors, and one Cheyenne warrior veteran came and helped us. So we had them all take that flag to the edge of the cliff, and that was the only time that was something else. So as long as I never seen anything like that myself, you know,